when our mind changes, then the Spirit of God can work in us through convict, and we begin to see the sin in our life. And then we must begin to, as we see the sin in our life, we must turn away from that sin. The reason we're out here is because American Churchianity does not call people out of their sin. They live in sin. They live in world. You know that, don't you? They live in worldliness. So what I love you as my neighbor, I would say to you, and my website has lots of articles, and my contact info is on there. I can help you. I would say, repent. Follow after Jesus with the best you can today. You know he's the Savior. He died. He shed his blood for you. If you die today, you'll be saved. But tomorrow, you got to wake up and study the scriptures and go, how can I be more holy for God? How can I obey God today? He's a worthy Savior. He's wonderful. He's glorious. How can I strip my life down? We used to be worldly drunks. God transformed us. She used to dress like a harlot.
You got unrighteous and you got wicked.
Yeah. She used to dress like a harlot, and I used to dress and show my body off in t-shirt, in muscle shirts. And here's what we had to do. When our heart was changed, guess what happened? Your outside changes. I used to cuss like a sailor. I don't anymore. So I would encourage you. We have a test on there. I'd encourage you to go deeper, keep striving. And if you need help in that, this is sin. This is not going to help you out of your sin. This is going to tell you it's okay to stay in that. This is not what you want to be part of. That's good. Just follow after Jesus. Look to the risen Savior and his shed blood. Put all of your faith in that, but then your faith must be backed up by works.
Yeah, faith outworks
that. Exactly. Very good. And so your works are your holiness. So if you know, I don't know if you smoke, but if you smoke and you go,
I quit 10 days ago.
Good for you. You knew it was sin. You thought. Now, what if you would say, well, I know smoking
is sin and death.
Very good. What if you would have said, well, I know smoking is sin, Lord, but I'm not going to quit and I'm going to keep smoking. We love you, folks. What if you said, I'm not going to quit smoking? Do you think Jesus' blood covers that sin? It doesn't. Any sin you willfully keep is not covered by the blood of Christ. So keep testing yourself. Read the scriptures. I'll help you. You can call me. You can text me. My website has thousands of articles to encourage you in that. I don't live anywhere. I travel. We van well, and we travel all over the country, and I street preach all over the country. What's that?
Are you judging us for coming here?
Would you like a gospel to look at my testing? The testing answers that question. 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 Go and enjoy your fleshly Jesus, your false fleshly Jesus. We love you. Repent. We love you. See, the truth angers religious people. Did you know that? Why? Why do you think that? What's your first name?
Mark.
I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. Why do you think the truth angers religious people? You know, when I witness the homeless guys in the gutter and bikers, and they know they're sinners, do you know what they often say to me? They don't repent on the spot and follow Jesus, but you know what they'll say to me? Thanks for telling me the truth. I need to get my life straight. These people call the police on me. You saw that guy. He's going in defending his sin, and I have a testing, and I said, go look at the testing. He won't even look at it because it will call his sin. I have a testing that shows why this is sinful. So keep doing what you're doing as far as reading scriptures. It sounds like you know God's word pretty well. Stay out of man-made religion, the Sunday church system.
Yeah, 146:3.
What's that? What is that?
Do not put trust in all the Lord, man, to whom no salvation belongs.
Amen. Very good. Yeah, don't put your trust in men. And trusting in the evangelical Sunday church system is trusting in man, because it's false.
I just hear for the music. Wrong.
Can I tell you, the music is unbiblical. This is fleshly music.
Some of the music is.
Most all of it is. You test yourself further on that. Go deeper. In the New Testament, they didn't even use instruments. They sang with their mouth. You know why? Instruments make people fleshly. You get in your flesh. What are we supposed to be in to follow Jesus? What are we supposed to be in to follow Jesus? The flesh or the spirit? Look at my website. I'd love to hear from you sometime. Keep going deep. Keep removing the sin. Keep removing false associations and keep following Jesus. See, most of America, let me share this with you. Most of America, all these people believe in Jesus. They're not following him biblically. They believe. Don't the demons believe in trouble? What's going to happen to you if you just believe in Jesus but you don't follow him biblically?
Without works of death.
And the Bible says without holiness, no one will see God. Amen? So, strive in your holiness to be set apart for God. It'll change how you act, how you dress, what you do, who you associate with, the music you listen to. Everything will change. We love you.
Okay. All right. Thanks, God.
Thanks for coming over. All right.